Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the General Insurance Corporation of India Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nikita from EY. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Manav. Good morning to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining Q4 FY25 earnings call for General Insurance Corporation of India. Please note that we have mailed out the press release to everyone, and you can now see the results on our website, and it has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well. In case you have not received the same, you can write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future results, performance, or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of GIC, represented by Mr. Hitesh Joshi, Executive Director, and other top members of the management. Please note that CMD is not available for call today due to unavoidable travel plans. We will be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone by, which will be then followed by the Q&A session. With that said, I now hand over the call to you, sir. Mr. Joshi, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the earnings call. I am pleased to present to you GIC's financial performance for the fourth quarter of FY2025. In an environment marked by macroeconomic volatility and evolving industry dynamics, our performance stands as a reflection of GIC's enduring strength, strategic foresight, and commitment to core reinsurance principles. As a global reinsurer, we recognize that our role is inherently tied to managing uncertainty, balancing risk with resilience, and opportunity with discipline. We remain steadfast in our belief that effective risk management, thoughtful diversification, and disciplined underwriting form the cornerstone of sustainable reinsurance practice. While catastrophic events remain an inherent part of our business landscape, we continue to approach them with prudence, supported by risk assessment frameworks and a long-term vision of value creation. Our consistent focus on improving portfolio quality, sharpening our strategic direction, and aligning our operations with market realities have enabled us to navigate complex market conditions without compromising on underwriting integrity. We strive to maintain a healthy combined ratio and outcome that stems from deliberate choices and an unwavering focus on operational excellence. For FY25, the combined ratio stood at 108.8%. This disciplined posture has not only fortified our financial position but has also deepened our understanding of market cycles and our own risk appetite. It is this clarity that positions us well to engage with both current challenges and future opportunities with confidence and purpose. We now look at some of the key highlights of our financial performance. Gross premium income for quarter 4 FY25 stood at ₹10,367.08 crore compared to ₹8,723.65 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year. Investment income for the quarter stood at ₹3,903.02 crore vis-à-vis ₹3,036.52 crore for the corresponding period. Incurred claim ratio for the quarter was 82.2% as against 68.9% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Combined ratio for the quarter stood at 103.56% compared to 89.26% for the corresponding period in the previous year. Adjusted combined ratio factoring in policyholders' investment income stood at 85.79% for FY25 as compared to 86.24% in the previous year. Profit before tax stood at ₹2,922.66 crore for quarter 4 as compared to rupees 3,171.33 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. Profit after tax was rupees 2,182.88 crore as compared to rupees 2,642.47 crore in the corresponding period. Solvency ratio for the year end improved to 3.70 as compared to 3.25 for the previous year. Net worth excluding fair value change was rupees 43,106.52 crore on 31/3/25 as against rupees 37,581.78 crore in the previous year end. Net worth including fair value change stood at rupees 83,224.33 crore as on year end compared to rupees 81,330.25 crore at the previous year end. On the premium breakup, domestic premium for the year FY25 is rupees 30,662.44 crore and the international is rupees 10,491.51 crore. The percentage split is domestic 75% and international 25%. The domestic premium for the year grew by 18.8% while international business witnessed a decline of 7.8% over previous year. While underwriting profitability remains at the core of our strategic focus, our pursuit of excellence, combined with targeted initiatives and a prudent approach to risk, has reinforced the strength and stability of our overall performance. This positions us well to seize opportunities that are not only aligned with our risk appetite, but also support our long-term vision for sustainable growth. As we look to the future, our priorities remain clear to uphold underwriting discipline, enhance operational efficiencies, and deliver enduring value to all our stakeholders. I would like to take this opportunity to express my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, clients, and employees for their continued confidence and support. With this, I conclude the remarks and open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I would like to remind all the participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have a first question from the line of Sanket Godha from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a few questions. The first question is on the growth, especially on the international business in the fourth quarter, which looks, if I look at the numbers year on year, it has declined, but in the fourth quarter, the growth is around 35%. So just wanted to understand this growth is sustainable and how much it is driven by any pricing environment change in Jan renewals or because of your rating change, you probably will have more contracts that contributed to the growth. So if you can split this growth basically led by price hike, rating change, and maybe volume growth. That will be useful, sir.
Hello, this is SK Rath, GM Reinsurance. I would answer to the growth. The fourth quarter growth is mainly factored into resulting from the rating upgrade of GIC, wherein we got the rating upgrade in the month of November 24. And that has been passed on to our insurers and reinsurance. And based upon the information, we are able to write some of the new accounts in the January renewal. And that has catered to the growth in international business in the fourth quarter.
And any benefit of pricing environment changing with respect to international business?
I would say pricing international market, what I saw in the 1st January renewal is quite soft. And so far direct market is concerned, and both in domestic and foreign it is quite soft, except for the accounts where there are some losses. And those TTs, particularly the non-professional TTs, could attract some of the loadings ranging from 10 to 15%. Otherwise, the market has gone a bit of soft in comparison to the previous year.
This is only with remit to international business, you are saying, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And sir, then the 35% growth what you reported in fourth quarter, because of the rating change, can we assume this growth is sustainable for FY26 fully?
Yeah, now that we got our rating back and the international market is aware of it, and no doubt they are coming and offering the new accounts to us, or wherever we lost the accounts, we are trying to regain them. So naturally this process will continue going forward, and our international branches we are also likely to get the benefit out of this rating upgrade.
Got it, sir. And sir, we still have a higher combined ratio in international business, 121%, though it is improving every year. So with this rating upgrade, any outlook you want to give, this 121 can improve to what extent in 26 because of you winning better contracts?
If you see, in comparison to last year, our international business and the rating, I mean, the rate, the combined ratio has actually come down in comparison to the March 23. If you
right.
look at March 24, it was something 108%, and now that has come down. Incurred claims ratio has come down to 100% this year. So naturally, the combined is in addition to the normal claims, we add the other expenses and commission. That's why it is slated at a higher level. But going forward, yes, we will try to improve further, and we would like to follow the underwriting discipline that we have been following. And we will also improve the other, look at the improved market and international markets where we can improve the combined ratio.
Got it, sir. And one more question which I had, sir, is that there is a lot of news regarding that obligatory business could be further reduced from 4% because in the news there are many articles saying that the industry, general insurance industry, is making a representation to lower it for GIC Re, obligatory business to be lowered. So if you have heard anything from government or IRDA on those lines, waterfall what they have given, that how gradually it will be reduced or it will be holding up at 4% itself?
We have no information or advice from either the regulator or the ministry. I think these are the usual efforts made by the industry and particularly certain incidents, so which makes the news, but we have no information, no official news either from the regulator or from the ministry.
Okay, sir. And sir, if you can give your obligatory business probably combined ratio or loss ratio compared to the company average or domestic business average loss ratio or combined ratio, that will be useful. Just to understand whether the obligatory part is much more profitable compared to overall company domestic business.
Not really. See, the point is that obligatory would constitute, say, something like 30% of our book, and there is always a risk-return trade-off. So it is not correct to say that this is more profitable. And our given our focus on underwriting discipline, our rest of the book is also improving, not only domestically but also for international. So there should not be any concern on that count that profitable business will go away. We are continuing to improve the quality of the rest of the portfolio.
Got it, sir. Sir, I was asking the breakup of domestic business and international business combined ratio into loss ratio and expense ratio for the full year. And if you give it...
Sanket, this is Sanjay Mukashi, General Manager, Reinsurance Department. The loss ratio for the domestic portfolio annually is at 85.3%, And for foreign business, it is 98.9%.
98.9% and 85.6%, you said, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And sir, one.
Sorry, Sanket, I'll correct myself. It is 96.5 for foreign.
96.5 for foreign for the full year, right, sir?
Yes, yes, yes. Full year.
And domestic, you said 85.6, right, sir?
Yes.
85.33.
Oh, okay, 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 got it, sir. And sir, in the result, I can again see that you made a catastrophe reserve of almost 6,000 crores, which you also did almost similar number last year. 600 crores. So just wondering, sir, suppose if a catastrophe event happens, you will try to take the hit through reserves in the future, or you will continue to choose it through route it through P&L, just to protect the P&L. I still want to understand the logic of creating so much of cat reserves incrementally in that sense.
So this reserve is being created in line with the cat reserve policy as approved by the board, and we plan to build up this corpus to something like an amount of ₹5,000 crore. Till that corpus is built, we don't plan to recover or draw down from this reserve. It will be straight to the P&L.
Okay. And these cat reserves are used in solvency calculations, sir?
No.
Excluded for the purpose of available assets.
Okay, got it. And last one, sir, if you can break down your investment income for the full year and the current quarter into capital gains and the regular dividend / interest income.
Hello, this is Radhika Ravishekar here, the CIO. For the full year, investment income stands at 11,204. The income excluding profit, that is your interest, dividend, stands at 7096 crore, which is a 10% increase from the previous year of 6430 crore.
Yeah.
The profit on sale is 4108, as against 4135. Despite the challenging market conditions, we have been able to maintain this profit on sale of securities.
Got it, ma'am. Perfect. This is useful. If I have any questions, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We have our next question from the line of Prayesh Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just on this pricing in both domestic and international markets, on the fire piece in particular, we were hearing that, you know, the reinsurers have increased the pricing on the fire side. Any comments there from your side?
Yeah, Mahesh, this is Eskerath, GM Reinsurance. I would like to comment on that. This time renewal, we have asked the companies all the insurance companies operating in India to how they, in view of reduction in their premium quarter by quarter, we asked them how they are going to improve their claims and how they are going to achieve their business targets. So the companies themselves has come to GIC with their business plan and their growth plan, wherein they assured us that they will be adhering to the IIB rates that has been prescribed erstwhile by IRDA. So on the basis of that, they have been following the process and they are following their business plan. So reinsurer has no role on that. As and when they come to GIC only for any fake support, we just wanted to ensure that they follow the rates that they have given as assurance.
So what has been the kind of renewal rates that that would have happened on the same, on a like-to-like basis?
They have been trying to adhere to the IIB rates, particularly from 1st of January 25 onwards. And there are aberrations as well, but there are few aberrations which some of the companies might have not adhered to.
Okay. Secondly, sir, in terms of growth, you know, if, for example, if the obligatory, hypothetically, if the obligatory business 4% goes away, and I understand it's obligatory business is about 43% of your domestic business, do you see kind of getting impacted because, you know, some of the, like, for example, health insurers wouldn't want to kind of continue with the obligatory insurance or reinsurance. So would that be a growth restrictor for you?
Prayesh, in the situation, if obligatory goes away, there could be a hit, a temporary setback to the top line. But on the flip side, it gives us greater control on our portfolio. The entire risk selection is with our underwriting. It's based on, will be based on our underwriting. Having said that, we have put in place a plan to overcome the short-term setback that we might have if obligatory goes away. And the approach generally would be to market the additional quota share treaty from the companies. So
okay. There
are companies who are willing to increase their reinsurance with us, and we will take that opportunity. Currently, we have been very conservative, very selective in that segment because we already have obligatory. Having said that, there is another factor also that we have been in this market for more than 50 years now. There is established a relationship with the market, which will help us in leveraging the relationships. At the same time, we have the data. That data will also help us to strategize. And these are the things we will implement if and when obligatory goes up. As Mr. Joshi said, as of now, there is no information either from Ministry or IRDA in this regard.
Got that. And in terms of growth, how would you look at growth in the international business?
Yeah, going forward, our impetus is that we look forward to the new markets where we have been moved out, or because of our rating downgrade in the year 20, we are not able to renew our some of the accounts. Now we are trying to look into those territories where we can re-enter them and to bring about or to renew those accounts or to gain those accounts which are lost to us. So that way we can get into those markets. And similarly, we are also looking into the accounts where we have better opportunity or better control to increase our line. So that way we want to increase our foreign business going forward.
And any guidance on combined ratio improvement trajectory, which has been consistently improving for you guys over the last 4 years?
This year, the foreign combined, particularly in the this quarter, fourth quarter, is a dampener because of some of the events that is California fire and some of the improvement of the losses like Dubai flood and Nepal flood. All those things are coming up. Then Taiwan typhoon. Those figures are coming up or improved over the quarter. But we have been aware of the CAT events, and we are following the CAT modeling also to take leverage of our position, and that is how we want to improve the improve our underwriting as well as our business participation in the account, so as to improve our foreign combined ratio going forward.
So overall, the combined ratio should be expected to further improve by...
Currently, it is at 121 something, and we still want to improve. If it can be around 110 or 115, that will be an achievement by the year end.
Okay. Overall, we can still expect is the overall combined ratio at the company level, because it was 108.8% in FY25,
yes,
it can further improve to 106 levels?
Yes, around 106, 107.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone to ask any questions. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and 1. We have our next question from the line of Karthikeyan from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning to everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have two or three questions. The first question, see, we always made underwriting profit in the Q4, the last quarter. And we haven't made any underwriting profit for this quarter. Any specific reasons for that?
See, if you look at the underwriting profit, we have made some profit this quarter as well. And what is that? This quarter profit. If you look at domestic profit this quarter, the combined ratio has come down. Non-life domestic has come down by to 70.34% as against 80% of Q4 of last year. And if you look at the December quarter, it was 83.72%, whereas it is in Q4 it is 70.24. This is for domestic. And if you look at for foreign, the loss ratio is yes, it is for 110.29% in last quarter, whereas it is 68.60 for this quarter. And the main dampener here is the foreign Q4, and that is mainly, as I said before, it is mainly because of the California fire and then Taiwan typhoon, and there are some flood losses of Dubai and Nepal that has added to the losses. And in addition to that, there are some losses that has affected the, like Israel and Turkey losses, motor losses has added to that. That's why the losses, I mean, the Q4 profit has come down in comparison to last year. Otherwise, if you look at the overall performance of the organization on year-on-year basis, it is quite improved. If you look at the entire year, we have made a profit of 8,700 odd crores as against 7,000 something last year. So as a reinsurer, we do not go by quarter on quarter. Rather, we took at the overall performance of the company for the annual period. So that is why as a reinsurer, we look at.
So the life, whatever losses we had in this quarter, right, it's all due to the catastrophic events?
Cat events for which which has been reported, for which we have made provisions. And there are some provisions also, additional provisions are made for the life.
For the life part, I mean, it has actually increased for the last year, if you look at the losses, right, it has increased almost 2.5 times.
Yes, that I will ask my actuary, life actuary, Mr. Suresh Sindhi, to worry. And he's here with me. He will be addressing that. One minute, please.
This is Suresh Sindhi, life actuary. So if you just see that, yes, the losses are, you know, quite significant, you know, mainly on account of two things. One is, you know, the net claims paid. So, you know, we paid actually the net claims, which are much higher compared to last year. 1,887 paid during this year, number one. Second thing is, obviously, there are, you know, lot of claims which have, you know, been reported, but we have not yet settled those claims. So obviously, we have to set aside reserves. So because of, you know, the reserves, setting aside the reserves and those claims which we already paid, because of that, obviously, you have incurred the claims have increased substantially compared to last year.
Because there is no much of an event, right? I mean, in terms of life losses, is it because of catastrophe event, or I mean, the increase is 2.5 times last year.
Yeah.
And suddenly, how come the claims have increased so much in the one quarter? I mean, even the quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the numbers, sir, I mean, I'm not able to make any sense out of the numbers.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, to be very specific, you know, there are no, you know, big losses, obviously, but there are many claims, as I told you. So if you really want, the explanation, let's say, here we are talking about incurred claims of, say, 2,904. So these incurred claims are made up of three parts. One is how much claims you have paid till that. That is 1,887. The claims which we are supposed to pay, that is the change in the, we call this change, additionally things, which is around 158.1 compared to last time. And the reserves, we have to set aside reserves also. As you also know that life is a long-term business in nature. So we have set aside reserves that is coming around, 859 crores. That is a change in reserve also. So if you combine all those things, because of that, your incurred claims have increased substantially compared to, even last quarter and then the last year.
So this trend will continue or there will be improvements going forward?
Yeah, so we believe that, as you also know, that Jan, Feb, March is, the last quarter of the year for insurance companies. So obviously, we get a lot of, claim intimations and all those kind of things. And we believe that, if you just talk about, coming quarters, obviously, we don't expect this kind of trend will continue. We hope that it will settle down. But yes, this time there is an increase because of this reason.
Okay. So another question, see, we had, with regards to motor, foreign motor and, marine, which we had discontinued and we had like tail risks coming. So that has come to an end or how is it that? Principal?
Sanjay Mukashi here, Karthikeyan. I won't say it has come to an end. Obviously, such an arrangement has a tail. I can only say that the contract that we cancelled in by the end of 2021, the effect of it is on the is waning. The tail continues; it has not come to an end, but it is certainly waning. And more importantly, we have created enough reserves in our books of accounts as well.
So that's, can we say that it'll go away maybe by FY26 or 27? How is it that? And this seems to be a very long tail.
It is, because the nature of that contract was treaties that were in return in motor and cargo segment. So it will always approach the graph asymptotically, the axis asymptotically. So the tail will be in future such that it will not hopefully impact our portfolio adversely.
Okay, got it. So another question, so what would be the growth forecast for like the both domestic and foreign combined for the next 2-3 years?
On an overall basis, we project a growth in our reinsurance business, which will be measured growth of about 10% year on year for next 3 years.
Okay. Okay, and final question. See, the last quarter, it's a very tough quarter in terms of the investment part. But there is a substantial growth, right? Almost 28%. What drove the growth of the investment income? Can you give us a breakup, for the 3,900 crore?
Again? Yeah. Okay. Hello, this is Radhika Ravishekar. Just repeat your question.
The question is, what's the investment, the breakup, the gains, 3,900 crore. Can you give me the breakup of interest income, dividend, and as well as the...
Oh, you're asking for the quarter?
Yeah, specifically, for the quarter, that's correct.
Yeah. For the quarter, breakup will be, say, around 1,500 crores from profit on sale, and the balance will be interest income, sir, interest and dividend income.
Okay. Thank you.
Because we focus more on the fixed income security.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, got it. Thank you. That's all I have. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have a follow-up question from the line of Sanket Godha from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Awesome. Sir, one more question I had on growth. Health business has seen a significant growth in the full year, around 66% odd. So on this big base, do you think this growth will be sustainable, or we think or you think that the numbers might potentially come down in the full year of next year, I mean to say. And on similar lines, just want to understand your outlook on crop incrementally, because it's been declining every year. So now we do 3,200 odd crores of business in crop. So how do we see that playing out going ahead?
Hi, Sankar. This is Eskera again. As for the health portfolio, yes, we have seen fundamental growth, phenomenal growth this year in comparison to last year. And this is mainly the concentration was on retail health business that we have categorically chosen to write. And going forward, yes, that achievement of this sort of growth will not be possible, because all the SAHI companies tends to harp on higher commission levels, and whether we can achieve, able to meet their demands is a question going forward. And particularly currently, wherever we have participated, the participation on standalone, retail part is substantial, and then the group health also. Group health usually we participate with some participation terms to reduce the outgo in terms of losses. So hopefully if the same trend is continued, and if the companies are prepared to accept the same terms, then the growth would be in the range of, say, 5 to 10%. But the percentage of growth that we have seen this year is not likely to continue going forward.
Got it, sir. But sir, if the commission demand is higher, then is it fair to say that this 9,500 crores of business what you did in fourth quarter might see a decline also, because it might not be acceptable terms for you?
Yes, it may be possible, but the other way is that there are also new participants coming up who wants to have their participation in health line of portfolio. New insurance companies are also coming up, so they are also interested in participating in this retail line of business, where the expenses are minimal and whereby they can gain some mileage out of the expenses to keep their expenses within the limit of IRDA. So this and crop are the two portfolios where the companies are more and more interested. So there we can extend our capacities with our terms as per our
So, sir, on crop, any outlook you want to give? 3,200 crores will be stable, grow?
Yeah, currently the crop portfolio has gone substantial changes. It has been the SSM model, which has been in vogue now in comparison to the previous model of a PMABY scheme, where the liability was 250%. Whereas in this SSM model, the cap is at 110% or 130%, which is usually chosen by various states. So that is where the premium has come down, and it has come down by more than 50-60%, because the exposure is less. The insurance companies try to pass on the benefit on the premium front to the state insurers. So we have written some of the treaties this year, and we hopefully going forward, we'll try to improve participation in the SSM model and the excess stop loss model, whereby we can maintain or slightly increase the participation.
Sir, are you seeing incrementally more states adopting that SSM model,
they are adopting this SSM model? For example, for a state like Maharashtra, where the premium goes up to 10,000 to 12,000 crores, they have now opted for SSM model, wherein the loss is kept at 110%. So naturally, the premium will come down by 50 to 60%.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. And sir, lastly, if these two lines remain subdued, then the price hike what you have experienced in fire segment will compensate for any growth, sir, or what kind of growth you can expect in fire segment because of the pricing being going up from January?
See, pricing, as I said, we are seeing the growth, particularly the companies are following up the IIB rates, which itself will help the market to grow by 10 to 20% in the fire segment. So that will naturally add to the growth of our premium. The other aspect that you are telling, that the health and crop we have been, we are away from the crop portfolio because of the same increase in loss, and the premium cash flow is quite minimal. But of late, we have seen this SSM model wherein the companies and the states are prepared to pass on the premium as early as possible. And we do see that there are some prospects of participation in some of the specific agri insurance companies, whereby we can see some growth in the crop portfolio. Though health portfolio will be, the growth will be incremental or minor, it may go down slightly.
Okay, sir. Got it. Understood. Thanks. That's it for myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So the annual results and the quarterly results that we have presented are broadly in line with the earlier guidances we have been giving from time to time and the trajectory that we have chosen. We will continue to follow the underwriting discipline, the prudent risk management, and will continue to seek favorable risk-return trade-off, and we remain committed to creating value for our stakeholders. Thank you all for joining us for this earnings call. Good day and bye.
Thank you. On behalf of General Insurance Corporation of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.